I get scared up here, so I feel like it's show and tell. It's kind of fun. You still like show and tell? I do. I don't know. I'm gonna put this down here. Well, good evening. How many weren't here this morning? Oh, good. So you get to do this tonight. Okay. I'm Greg Yoder. I'm the executive director of Keys for Kids Ministries, and it's good to meet you all. I do need to say this. I didn't realize they were here this morning, but my youth directors, when I was like, I don't know how big, I was little, but anyway, they're here, Ross and Terry Williams. Just wave. They're here, and so I just wanted to welcome them. Tonight, Pastor asked me to just share a little bit about Keys for Kids Ministries. How many know what Children's Bible Hour is? Wow. How many know what CBH is? How many know what Keys for Kids is? Oh, wow, I'm going to go home. That's easy. No, actually, what I want to do is talk a little bit about some of the things that we're working on. When I was here last, I'd only been here with Keys for Kids for a few months. And since then, we've done a lot of planning, strategic planning, done a lot of different things that are really, I think, exciting. I hope they're exciting to you, too. We're just really thrilled that God has put us in a place where we have an opportunity to reach kids and their families with the gospel. Our mission is very simple. It's to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. How simple is that, right? But how exciting that is. Because when you ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families, you can change the world. And the Lord can do it through one family at a time, one child at a time in some cases. We're hearing story after story where young people get a hold of Keys for Kids, or they somehow hear about these devotionals that we have, and they start reading them, and they come to Christ. I'll be sharing some of those stories with you tonight, but literally families are being transformed, and I'll tell you about that. But before I get started, I want to share a little bit of a video for you. Are we ready for the video? It's about 4 minutes. It's going to give you a little bit of a circumference view of what Keys for Kids Ministries is all about, so watch that, and then I'll be back.
Everybody, the Children's Bible Hour TV brings you Aunt Bertha and her happy family.
I'm Uncle Charlie. Thanks for joining me for Keys for Kids.
Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach.
Keys for Kids Ministries got started in 1942. We used to be known as Children's Bible Hour, or CBH Ministries. And of course, that amazing foundation that we have with Aunt Bee and Uncle Charlie. When you think of that history and how many generations have been affected. But we don't want to stay there. The fact is that we want to move forward. We know that kids today don't need radio stations to be able to listen and to experience what God has for them. They can go anywhere with smartphones and mobile devices and all the things that they have access to. We need to make sure that Keys for Kids Ministries is ready for the technology today. Providing them somewhere safe, somewhere parents can trust, somewhere they can say, yeah, I know when they go to the Keys for Kids Ministries app, it's a safe place to go. One of those apps that kids don't just need to be on, but they want to be on. This app is going to be amazing. Yes, it's going to provide the text and audio that you currently hear, but then we're also going to provide links to our radio network. It's also going to provide games and fun stuff for kids that they want to be in. Now, this isn't going to happen tomorrow. This is going to be something that we have to build into. And here's the other cool thing. There is a real need today for kids' stories in animated form. Well, we're right now talking about making Zach an animated character. While it's important for us to reach kids and their families, sometimes us parents, we can kind of feel like an island. And while there are a lot of experts telling us how to be good parents, sometimes it's just good to hear the fact that, well, some of us aren't very perfect at being parents. And that's why we created Parent Minute. An imperfect parent, me and grandparent, talking to imperfect parents about real kids' issues. What do we do when we fail? What do we do when we succeed? It's iron sharpening iron. And we use scripture to back up every program. We want to reach more kids and their families with the gospel. This last summer, we started the Keys for Camps program. It was a pilot program to help camps not just reach kids for a week, but actually train kids in how to be in devotion with God every single day. It puts a custom cover on our Keys for Kids devotional, so it looks like it comes from their favorite camp. A note from the camp director, and then of course pictures reminding them of their fun time at camp. But the most important part, great stories pointing kids to Christ and to God's Word. We want to make sure that they're not reaching kids just for a week, but for a whole year. We can make an incredible difference in the lives of kids, not just here in North America, but literally around the world. We have had a lot of organizations approach us wanting to translate Keys for Kids into their own language. And so we're going to do that with Keys for Kids International. We're going to start off with English, then we're going to go to Greek, Macedonian, Albanian, Spanish, and we're praying about Arabic. And they're all going to culminate not only devotionals in print, but also these units called the Keys for Kids Storytellers. They're basically glorified MP3 players that are solar powered, and you can put the Bible on it. So there'll be audio scripture, there'll be Keys for Kids devotionals.
Welcome to Keys for Kids.
And in English, we'll feature Down Gilead Lane, 167 programs that are gonna point kids and their families to Christ. We're excited about the possibilities that we have here at Keys for Kids. With your help, we can reach literally millions of people around the world. But we can only do it as you get involved.
That gives you a little nutshell of what we're working on. And it looks like a lot, and maybe some of you didn't really understand. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello? There we go. I must be here because I'm not all there. All right. As I was saying, 7 billion people around the world and about 4 billion who still haven't heard about Jesus. Well, let's talk about the kids. There are 1.7 billion kids who have yet to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, I think I said seven. It's 1.5 billion that haven't heard about Jesus. Last year, Keys for Kids Ministries was able to reach about 2.1 million kids. Doesn't seem like very many, does it, compared to the world need? The year before that, we were able to reach about 1.7 million. And you think about the incredible need that exists. It's huge. It seems like we're just this little blip on the radar screen. I think if you saw the little blips on the radar screen, we'd be one. But if you add up all the little blips, all those that are represented in the 2.1 million kids and their families that we're able to reach this year, just think about that if we put that on a map of the United States. And if we encourage kids and their families to be salt and light in a dark world, just to imagine what could potentially happen. Kids leading kids to Jesus. Not us adults leading kids to Christ, which is important. I think we need to do that. But wouldn't it be great if kids had the knowledge, the training, and the ability to not only lead their friends to Christ, but to be able to defend their faith in the public school classroom? We lack apologists today, and that's what Keys for Kids is desiring to do in the years ahead, is to take these devotionals, share the wonderful stories that we've had for the last, since 1982, but convert the stories into stories that are not only going to help them understand the promises that you find in Scripture, but helping them to defend their faith on a regular basis. So tonight I just want to kind of tackle some of the several areas in which Keys for Kids is ministering in, This year, we are celebrating our 75th birthday, which to me is unbelievable. It started in 1942, and so this year, in fact, if you want to write it on your calendar, I'd love for you all to be there. At the Pinnacle Center on October the 12th, we're having an annual dinner. We have it every year, but this one's really special. We're going to be honoring Uncle Charlie. Yes, he's still around. He's 82 years old, but he won a prestigious award at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention this last year, the Radio Impact Award, for his 67 years of broadcasting. So we're going to be honoring him at this very special event. But then also kind of springboarding on our 75 years and where we're heading next. So I want to tackle some of the issues, or some of the kind of, I don't know what you call it, buckets, if you will, of the various areas of ministry that we have. And I'm going to start off with our devotional. Right now, our devotional is going out, probably a couple hundred thousand devotionals are going out every year to kids, primarily in the United States. And we're really excited about the fact that it's growing because of a program that you saw in the video called Keys for Camps. Keys for Camps was actually a brainchild of a camp director and me over breakfast. You may even know him, Kevin Grifthorst at Pine Ridge Bible Camp. We got together, and we had worked together over the course of time for a lot of years, Children's Bible Hour, now Keys for Kids, and he was wanting us to donate a lot of material for an auction that they were going to have. And so I said, well, we'd love to do that, but I would like to learn maybe a little bit more about your camp and maybe how we can help each other. So we got together, and I said, Kevin, what is the biggest need that you have as a camp director? And of course, he said the thing that I probably expected is to get kids at camp. We want to get kids at camp. I said, well, aside from that, what's the biggest need that you have? It's being in front of parents all year long, but even more than that, having the kids be in God's Word all year long. And I said, well, how have you been trying to do that? He said, I haven't been very successful at it at all. In fact, every effort we've done has failed. And I said, well, what would happen if we took our devotional and made them available to you as a camp? And then every quarter thereafter, we would fulfill that for you, have a custom cover, have your name on it, letter from the camp director and pictures. And he said, that might be a great idea. And so last year, as you saw in the video, we started that program. And it was really amazing. I've never been to a conference where you go in and you say, we've got this idea, you want to try it. We went to the Christian Camp and Conference Association in Nashville, Tennessee in 2015. And we just pitched this program to all these thousands of camps that were there. And out of the 40 camps that actually sat down and filled out a 15-minute survey, 99% of them said, we want to sign up now, which we were just surprised by. Well, with that in mind, we decided to start the program this coming up summer. And so we've already been recruiting. And coming up this summer, you can praise the Lord with us, we have 15,000 new campers that are going to be reading Keys for Kids devotionals this year that weren't reading it before. And so we're really excited about that possibility. We're hoping that over the next 5 to 10 years that we could see thousands of camps represented and hundreds of thousands of kids. I know a lot of you are probably saying, well, why would they want to read a book when they're always on their smartphone or on their mobile devices? Well, that's okay too, because we have them on our smartphone and our mobile devices. But there was a recent study that was just completed about a month ago, and it kind of surprised me. When kids want to study something and digest it, about 60% of the kids would rather have a book than their smartphone. I know what you're saying. I was saying the same thing. I said, what, really? Well, they can't, you know, fold over a page very easily on a smartphone. They can't always highlight it if they wanted to. They can't go back to it quickly. It takes a while to scroll, and get back. And so they want to have these. And so we're excited about the possibility of being able to use these even more effectively for kids at camp, but also in area churches. We also have a desire to reach as many kids as possible in many different languages. These devotionals kind of serve as a dual purpose for us, because obviously we want to have it in print. But there are a lot of kids, and I was one of them. I hated to read when I was a kid. I just didn't like it. In fact, even today, I would much rather listen to a book than read a book. I don't know if any of you are like me, maybe not, but I really love hearing things and seeing things. And so Keys for Kids Ministries wants to make sure that we're not just in print, because we know that about 65% of the world are oral learners, and they would rather listen than read. Now, that's not to say we're going to abandon this. We're not going to. We think it's really important that we have it in print, especially as we want to help kids begin to learn to read and those kinds of things. So our desire here in the next few years, it's probably going to be a lot of years, is to be in the top 100 mega languages. That's a million speakers or more. Our first goal is to try to get it done in English. Obviously, we're already completed that in the print and the audio, but then to do it in Spanish, Mandarin, both in traditional and in simplified. Then we want to do it in Arabic, Albanian, Greek, and Macedonian, and those are kind of the top seven. We just had a great meeting with Sat7, which is a Middle East Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa. And I know what you're thinking. Are you going to go TV? Well, no, we're not. But we ran into one of the gals. Her name is Rita, and she's kind of the Uncle Charlie of the Latin or of the Middle Eastern world. She's kind of Aunt Rita, and she has this story time with Aunt Rita. And she's always looking for Bible stories. And we've had a gal in Cairo, Egypt. Her name is Dr. Wafa Waba. She is a hematologist by profession. And she also teaches Sunday school using Keys for Kids. And she's taking the English and is translating Keys for Kids into Arabic. Well, you never really know what kind of translations you're getting when you have those kinds of translations done. But we wanted to see how well it was being done. And so we met with Rita just this last February. And Rita sat down and she read the first one in Arabic. And she says, "Do you have another?" I said, "Yeah, I have another." She scrolled through and read another. She says, "Do you have another? I'd like to read another." And she got about halfway through and her tears started coming down her face. And she says, "Where were you 10 years ago?" I said, "We were here. We were here." And actually, Dr. Wafa had been translating Keys for Kids for 14 years. We figure if we're just able to reach those top seven languages, we'll probably have access to about 2 billion children, potentially. So you can see the huge need. And there just aren't enough resources right now to make that happen. Well, that's the devotional side. We also have Keys for Kids Radio. And Keys for Kids Radio is a full-time radio station for kids 6 to 12 years old. So if you want something for your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids to listen to, you got it. It's at keysforkids.net. Again, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week radio. You can listen to your favorite music, programs like Down Gilead Lane and Adventures in Odyssey. They also have live call-ins so that kids can call in and be on the radio. We also have opportunities for kids to actually come into our studio and become members of our Key Club, because what they can do is come in and record some of the beginning slogans of our Keys for Kids radio broadcasts. And so we're always looking for kids who are very outgoing, who love, maybe want to be on the radio at some point in time, to come in and be a part of that. Last month, we had over 18,000 kids listening to Keys for Kids radio. And we were really, really excited about that. And more importantly than that are the stories. We got an email from a young lady. She's a single mom. Her name is Jody from New Zealand. And she had just happened to have found Keys for Kids Radio. Single mom, again, with 2 kids, a boy and a girl. She'd kind of abandoned the faith, but she quickly began realizing that her kids really needed to be raised in the faith. And she can't even remember how she found it. She said maybe it was a Google search or whatever, but she found Keys for Kids Radio, and her kids started listening. I mean, night and day, 7 days a week, they were always listening. Well, week number 2, her son began asking her questions about some of the things that he was hearing on Keys for Kids Radio. And so she was forced to go into her room and dig out her Bible, which she hadn't had out in a long time. And she got the Bible out, started reading to her son. Well, about 4 weeks later, her daughter was doing the same thing. "I want to know about this Jesus that we've been hearing about. What does it mean to become a Christian?" And so Jody was answering questions to both of these little kids. And within 7 weeks, both of these kids came to know Jesus. Isn't that amazing? no, it wasn't a direct impact of Keys for Kids Radio, but it allowed Mom to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And now we have a family that's really having an impact on the kingdom. I want to back up and tell you a little story about Keys for Kids devotional. This is kind of in Michigan. It was a family in Davison, Michigan, actually my hometown. We got a message from a woman, and she signed it and said it was a donation. She'd given a $20 donation and said, "I'm giving so that my foster grandkids can get Keys for Kids." I thought, well, that's an interesting story. And so I called her and I asked kind of, well, tell me about this foster grandparenting thing. And she said, well, her daughter had actually taken in some family members, three kids that had been taken away from Mom and Dad. And they began reading Keys for Kids before they left for school. And then on the way to school, they would talk about it. Well, these three kids were only in the home for a month. But by the time they were ready to be reunited with Dad, all three of the kids had committed their lives to Jesus Christ. Even more importantly, when these kids came to know Christ, it was told to the dad as they were being reunited that these kids had come to Christ. Dad, who actually grew up in the church, decided it was time to go back. Now we've got a family unit that's back in church because God used Keys for Kids Ministries to reach out to them. To me, that's exciting. I want to kind of venture out into some new technology that we're working on right now as we speak. We have been, probably since, August, been working on a new app for Keys for Kids Ministries. And I know what you're saying. I mean, there are a lot of places that have apps. Well, the app that we're working on right now is going to become the springboard for ministry in everything that we do, both domestically and internationally. And so we've invested a lot of money into making this app not just a state-of-the-art app, but having a platform so that we can do that. And so as we speak right now, the Android app is available. So if you have an Android, you can go to the Android store and you can download the app. It's for free right now. So download that and you can read Keys for Kids. You can listen to Keys for Kids. You can listen to Keys for Kids Radio through that app. But we're beginning to make some other adjustments. We actually have a 6-phase-in program. We're going to do Keys for Kids and audio, plus the radio. Plus, then we're going to start with games. You saw the animation that we're working on. Obviously, when Uncle Charlie retired, we found a new voice, and his name is Zach. I'm going to tell you this, and this is kind of I'm kind of giving it away to the kids, but he's actually a 40-year-old pastor from Orlando, Florida. But you heard him. He sounds like he's like a college camp counselor. And so we're going to animate him, and it's going to be really exciting to see, especially for the little kids, being able to listen to Keys for Kids, but then actually have Zach tell them the story. So that's another part of our ministry that's really kind of growing and springboarding us into the future. But this is another one. This is called the Keys for Kids Storyteller. You saw a little bit about it. And it wasn't quite ready when I was showing the video, but we're ready now. We've ordered them. It's not going to be this ugly color. Do you like this color? You do? Well, it's actually going to be red. So this is what happens when you turn it on. Oh, please work.
I can't wait for the school carnival. I'm going to get a slushie and play some games.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Win some prizes for me, okay?
But then you'll be able to actually do it in English or in Spanish. The cool part about it now is that you can take it, and we're also going to have Down Gilead Lane on there, so you can tuck it in the little pouch here on the Keys for Kids creature feature, and then you can give the kids a bedtime story. They can actually take it to bed with them. So we're really excited about this, too, and it's really soft. Here. Oh, is it soft? Babysit that for me, okay? We'll see if they like it toward the end. But you do have to give it back. It's the only one I've got. No, you can keep it for a while. Just babysit it for me. She's gonna throw that at me. So what we're hoping to do is to be able to encourage donors to come forward and to begin sponsoring those, because We don't want to just make them available here in the United States. We want to send these all over the world. And can you imagine someone who's searching for truth? And by the way, 80% of kids around the world between the ages of 4 and 14 are looking for truth. And they're going to find truth. It may not be the truth, but they're going to find some kind of spiritual truth. The question is, are we going to be there to provide them with the truth? And we're hoping that these Keys for Kids, these creature feature storytellers, will be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with kids who may not have ever even planned on entering a church. The great news is, because of our relationship with Sat7, we're hoping that Rita will become the Arabic voice for Keys for Kids. She's actually able to reach 6.1 million kids every day through Sat7 TV. And can you imagine being able to play these stories, not just for the kids, but for moms and dads too? Here's an interesting thing. When I used to work for Mission Network News, we always liked to cover kind of interesting stories. And the ones that always kind of stuck out to me were organizations that were reaching out to kids, because what you'd find, especially in, let's say, the Eurasian areas of the world where Islam was fairly prolific, as kids would understand the good news of Jesus and their hearts would change, moms and dads would start seeing a change in them, and they want to say, what is up with this? And so they'd end up going to church with their kids and eventually coming to Christ. Our goal with these Keys for Kids creature feature storytellers is to put them into listening groups' hands so that as Sunday school teachers, I don't know, VBS, you name it, people that have an influence with kids, are able to share these stories with kids, maybe share one story, and then these devices will actually have an audio version of Scripture on it too. So as you're listening to the story, it'll automatically go back to Scripture so you can actually hear the passages of Scripture that are being talked about in the stories. But being able to set up these listening groups so that kids can actually have some interaction with the teacher and really learn and digest the things that they are hearing about so that they can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and eventually be discipled and become maybe even a church in some of these regions. So that's another thing that we're excited about. When you think about Keys for Kids Ministries, we have a lot of different types of programs, but when you look at it all, you can't help but wonder, is it having an impact? I know when I first came to Keys for Kids Ministries, I wasn't sure how long I'd be here. I love kids, and I've always enjoyed ministering to kids. As Pastor mentioned this morning, on my free time when I was with Mission Network News, I would go on short-term mission trips, and I'd reach out to kids. We'd go to orphanages or spend time at camp, just doing all kinds of fun things with kids. And so when this position became open, I thought, man, I would love to do that. And as I got here, I realized, wow, it's got a lot of potential. And you think it's been here 75 years and it's got potential. Because a lot of ministries, I think when you have such a legacy ministry, sometimes it's easy to remember the way it used to be, you know, with the choir and the radio, having that half-hour program. Well, kids don't listen that way anymore. There are a few people that, kids especially, will probably be on their smartphone than they will be on a radio station. Research suggests that kids under 8, 98% of them are using mom and dad's cell phones and mobile devices. 98%. So God has put us in a place where we aren't dependent on any radio station to get the good news of Jesus Christ into the hands of kids. We can do it right on our mobile device. And so when you think of that, we are in a unique position to be able to reach kids with the gospel. And we've been able to do it for generations. About a Christmas time, I guess it was, I got a message from someone who was giving a significant amount of money to Keys for Kids Ministries, and we'd never heard them before in terms of donors. All it said on the check was paying it forward. That's all it said on the check. And so their number happened to be on the check, and so I called them. It was a family in Texas. And sweet lady, she just, how y'all doing? You know, that sweet thing. oh, you're so precious, all kind of that stuff. Anyway, I was asking her, I said, why did you send this huge check? And she got quiet, and you could hear her, she was getting emotional. She said, well, we sat down as a family, and we talked to our boys. I said, well, how old are your boys? Because I'm thinking they're, you know, little. Oh, they're 29, 28, 25, and I have twins that are 22. And you're just giving now? She said, no. While they were growing up, you never charged us a dime for our Keys for Kids devotionals. We could never afford it. We knew that you relied on donations, and we'd help when we could. And I look back, and I think they'd maybe given $40 over 20 years. But this time, they were given a lot more than $40. And I said to her, I said, why now, Linda? She said, we sat down, all the boys, and we asked them, what would be the ministry that you said had the biggest impact on your lives growing up as kids? And every single one of them said, Keys for Kids. Isn't that amazing? George, who is the second oldest, he's now married, he's 28. I got a chance to talk with him too, and I asked him, I said, what was significant about Keys for Kids in your life? He said, well, the first thing was, it was a time every night that we had planned for family. I love that time, he said. It made me have a priority in my life to spend time in God's Word. I said, well, that's pretty amazing. And he said, the other thing is it had a foundation for me coming to Christ because it taught me the things that I needed to know in becoming a follower of Jesus. And he said, I want you to know this. When I have my kids, I'm going to be using Keys for Kids Ministries, Keys for Kids Devotionals to share that time with my kids. So from my perspective, it's having an amazing impact on kids' lives today. We have a 10-year window to reach kids with the gospel. Let me describe that. If you look around the world, and maybe I'll just do a little survey. How many people here, I could have done this the last time I was here, but just in case I haven't. How many people here gave their hearts to Christ before their 14th birthday? How many gave their hearts to Christ between their 15th and their 25th birthday? How many between their 26th and 65th birthday? How many between their 66th and up? Wow. But you saw the majority, 4 and 14. We have a 10-year window to reach kids with the gospel before that percentage goes way, way down. Probably you're saying to yourself, why do we need Keys for Kids? We have churches. This is the part that I was stumped when I'd heard this because I didn't know this was true, but it's true. It probably isn't true in this church, but it is in most. 3% of a church's annual budget, on average, goes to reaching kids. The most fertile ground. Not just in the United States, all over the world. And I know it's important that parents are led and discipled and strong in their faith, because if parents aren't there, kids won't be there either. But if we're ignoring our kids as the church, capital C, we're ignoring an amazing people group that I kind of call an unreached people group, because they're not reached and they change every 10 years. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. At Keys for Kids, we're looking for partners. And I didn't ask if I could do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. We are looking for partners to come alongside us. We just started a new program called the Key Club Program. That is somebody who wants to support Keys for Kids on a monthly basis at any amount, starting at even $5. It comes out of your account every month. We call you a Key Club member. You get all the inside information of everything that we're doing, and we honor you for that. The issue is, in the summertime, our finances do this. Just everybody forgets about us, just because school's out and those kinds of things. And so we're really looking to try to raise 500 Key Club members. So if you want any information about the Key Club, please see me at the back and be happy to explain it to you a little bit more. We also started this brand new program called the Igniters Club. And this is kind of it's a higher club. From $10,000 all the way down to $600. So if you feel like that might be an area of need, we would love to talk to you about that. Here's where I am today. We have some very pressing needs. One of the needs is we need to get Keys for Kids into Spanish yesterday. We have a gal right now in Quito, Ecuador, who is ready and able and willing to translate Keys for Kids every single day, and it's less than $500 a month. If we're able to do that, we're quickly able to get it into print, which will be then making it available to short-term mission teams as they head to Latin America to provide Keys for Kids on a regular basis. And we want to duplicate that in as many as 7 languages over the next 5 years. And of course, there are extra costs as it relates to producing the audio so that the Keys for Kids creature features work. And so getting the translations done in print first is obviously very strategic for us. But then also getting the audio done and finding the right people to actually record it is second for sure. Oh my word, it's 7 o'clock. Am I done? Or can I ask, can I open it up for some questions real quick? Okay, I wanted to do this just in case you had some questions that were going on. So if you have any questions at all, please raise your hand. I'll try to answer them. Otherwise, I'll be in the back and you can meet me later. Any questions at all? Okay. Well, did I hear something? Okay, no. Well, let's close in prayer, and then I'll be back there to talk to you if you like. Father in heaven, we just thank you for your love for us. Thank you, Father, for the opportunities that we have to reach kids. Lord, I pray you would give us a heart for young people. Lord, I know that there are so many young people that have an outreach for you in the public schools and their neighborhoods. Lord, I pray that you would just allow us, as Keys for Kids Ministries, to be a part of that. And even this church would have an impact for your kingdom in reaching young people with the gospel. Well, Lord, as we leave here, I pray that you would give us a passion for not just kids, but lost people as a whole. Pray that you would give us opportunities to talk to others about our faith. Go with us this week, Father. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.